are here with Rob Swift and the Executioners. How you doing, man?
Chillin', straight from the streets of New York.
How long have you been DJing for?
Man, I've been DJing since I was 12 years old, since I was in the sixth grade. A long time. Professionally, though, I've been doing this as a job since 1996. I've been actually getting paid for performing and DJing at various clubs and making albums. One of my biggest influences as a DJ and just as a human being, just as a person, I would say would have to be a best friend of mine. His name is Andrew Venable, aka Dr. Butcher. For those hip hop heads out there, Dr. Butcher is I like to think of him as a unseen influence in hip hop. The kind of relationship I had with him wasn't necessarily, you know, okay, I'm gonna sit you down and mechanically go over how to scratch. It was more of a spiritual, higher level mental relationship. Like, he would just sit me down and talk to me about how to bring my personality out of the turntables. And my relationship with him is pivotal.
Let's talk a little bit about this record that you're coming out with now.
In June of 2008, I was introduced by my girlfriend to the genre of classical music. Now, I didn't realize as I was composing my music for my album that this music that I was soaking up, this music that I was listening to 24/7, was actually influencing the sound within the songs that I was creating for this next album. The sounds that I'm drawing from, the source of sounds, my palette that I'm working with, reminds me of the stuff I'm listening to on these classical CDs. And I sat down and I was like, this reminds me of movements, like right. The kind of movements that I'm hearing in the classical compositions by Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, this is crazy. Like, I'm not doing this intentionally. I'm not doing this because I want to sound like a classical composer. I'm doing it in a way where it's kind of more subconscious and it just feels right.
Yeah.
And it felt right because I was just soaking up so much of this classical music. And once I consciously realized this and once I embraced what was happening within the album, then I made the decision to say, all right, this album is gonna have a classical feel to it. I see where my mind state is musically now. I see that this album is going in a different direction. It's an album that really pushes the envelope.
Let's give our listeners out there like a feel of what's going on in this record.